us thy purpose. And one time and bless us when I was alone on the road of the Inapolchi Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena of all profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural influence. Then, through the power of Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Sharadvatiputra with these words: "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion maintenance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three kinds have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as little beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. Tayen, Joyen, Joyen, 간송이 며칠에 이게 내가 가르쳐주나 이제 몇 번째 이제는 너 내가 저거 알아서 하자.
So in our life, whatever activities we do, we do it because of the desires.
나 뒤중인 대파도 만나고 있더니 이세기 가리기 치에도 맞고 제거 열어서 나와이나.
So you know, today what kind of desire we have and why we gather here is different than usual.
저와 심한 편집이 된다라. 맞아, 니루루 제발이라든.
So why we gather here is, we gather here because of desiring to do something for our next life.
네, 저는 좀 아직 된다 용어 명사체는 배우 말이라다. 나 소희한테 뒤 저시만 편집이 된다라 시작하려다. 나도 단다 이대네.
So whether we come for that purpose or something else. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but what we're going to talk is we're going to talk about to do something for our next life. So for this life's, desire, it is not necessary to, practice or, to engage in spirituality.
신디 전달라 추두고 말했어요. 지 또 또그 당송이 전달라 추두고 말했으라고 얼마도 양 신디 선발의 대지 용어도 신디신의 편파체로 생겼다라 양 문에 진천의 대비군 추지고 그거였어.
So for this life desire means that food, shelter, clothings and so on. But if one want to achieve peaceful life, wholesome life, then we need to have some kind of spiritual self discipline practice.
Jena Pensin Jingina, Tonotinjo, Gabo Chende, Carrie Sesona, Jena, Santa Neba, Jena Zewa, or in war or not.
So spiritual practice or the, self discipline practice is that, we need to care about others. If we care about others, then even the animals also. Appreciate, and they also get a sense of feeling of care from us.
Dindu ye yin le pensin tam eba ye. Yine, sinche ki ton shenche la rani le machi ki pichi le zewa na ye ye. Nyan bi sinche rangi le jetuwa yina, metik mune kandru me yabu chalga ma le la.
So if we able to develop the mind of equanimity toward all the sentient beings, if we feel that closeness toward all the sentient beings, then how wonderful person we can be.
Tinjuji pena kuyu de le tinju ma jang jang cha so na mi se ji tin kong de chu zhe ba jin de ge jin yue ma ne la da tin rang ge dang ba rang su se de he ge shi.
And also if we able to do that, then in this kind of environment, we don't need a policeman, we don't need a prison, and so on. Everybody take care of their self discipline and ethics and so on.
Benar ngarong chindu ba jen ji ong de mon ro wa de ngun ne ngarong jen de pian sa ji me ji bi men da wo ji so yin sang ji ji sen ji nga zon le tu sa le ba na a le tong bo.
So we can able to we could investigate that can we be that kind of person that appreciated by everybody.
Mhm. Tam bi chune xie yi jin sen jiang de chen ne ka sa de ni chi su tu gu de la da.
So if we strive for it, then with good reasoning from the practice of teaching, we can able to become or create that kind of person.
Na nga som tanda dinu yin yue ge rewa ji da la mi ji se se na na ro gu me du te ka ri che ne yu go ma sa.
But for us right now, how much the people explain to you, and how much you read, but it really nothing effect to us. Why is that so?
Zambil Indian rani le tsa chi wa ji me ban zhen bi ti jin chen yu go la.
Because we always cherish our self first among all the sentient beings.
That pa ju tu gu la za che shu de xian zhen rang yi de su de de yin yi le ge jia da rang de shu le du gu.
So now what we got to do is we need to change this attitude. So cherish other and always self, always other before our self. So if we exchange this kind of attitude, we need to try for that.
Ko chidang chushu ge thanye se ke mari chinso kan de chin so na chinso she ji sing me de chinso no lu la thong che wa da ko la san ta ne wa de gang ga ji ba wa la.
So then you become honest and disciplined person. So in the society, if people is disciplined, honest, everybody consider that person and everybody appreciate that person.
그런 초반년도 내가 쟁이는 주요 자극을 때는 같은 소수 지고 내가 쟁는 게 며칠 해서나 그 나온 시다 물론이지 사실 쟁이도 알아다.
So when we work in the society or in our workplace or wherever, if somebody always think about themselves, then the coworker or the colleagues won't want to associate with that kind of person.
Mm-hmm. chi song shu sengi di shuan ni ngene nga chi che gen da song ri chi de yang ye chi de jing lo do na ge shu ji jo so da chi men de na ge tun ri ge chi kyo no chi che gen da san lo so na ngene phe ge
so therefore you know we need to try our best to you know become like that kind of you know person by practicing you know implementing whatever mentioned in this Lamrim teaching. So, you know, we make a supplication toward all the lineage gurus, you know, to be a successful practitioner so that we can able to benefit, you know, infinite sentient beings.
So, did you need me yaro kare so gure se sona ani namche so gure wasala
so generally you know how you know one became a disciplined and honest person is because of you know your you know intelligence.
So
we need to we will do some brief meditation to generate that kind of you know body mind or altruistic thoughts. Okay, so with this kind of a great thought, you know, great attitude, what we're gonna listen and what we're gonna teach is the treatises called Stages of the Path to Enlightenment or Lamrim. So, which is lamp of the three world.
Do you know that the Karishi Shire says, "Ona, ani, since the is, rondo, shusun yaro chakpa ne zonde ani, sanje is sabba to manropa gilandi, rinpati ne ten shire lada."
So, in brief, you know what it reveals is it reveals. How to behave, you know, our three doors, you know, in this life, and you know, and entire path to Buddhahood.
Then, Tendu Yechu de Thomak Suyu Sombare, and Padu Suyu Sombare.
So this kind of great theorists, first who teach where the source, a teaching source come from, and in the middle, you know, who make the commentaries, and at the end, who wrote the, you know, this book is.
Teaching us on the insula locho to your another. The insane, because of Sabah and Zana Toma, and it Lonnie Tonga Jan Mulla and Dajet Embassy to Bassing, because of Chiba Chinji Penny, and Tesson, 아니 바도 자가기 변주다 아니 조지 바디 아데세기송 아니 타마테링 가서 친인제 되더니 배워 간제 좀 아니 허수 치지 좀 송가 받침 무슨 일이 송바레스
So usually people who come here, they already know it, but you know there are some new people, so Rinpoche want to repeat that. So the source of this teaching first come from the historical Buddha Shakyamuni more than 2,500 years ago. And the middle, you know, the Indian master Atisha came to Tibet and composed the, you know, the root text. And then at the end, you know, the great Tibetan master Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, systematically wrote the entire of path that, you know, one can achieve Buddhahood.
Ni danga la kyuba chibe chu che chaba se yendi ni danga te yin chi kansa chi ji loju so ni chi somba ma re es ni chona nyon ne de de che shoda chona la ni yin te te de ge sha yong gu re ni te yong ne de ni ni ti mo ma yin bi chi chu yo re chona de yin chi mi ji de la so jo che shu wa ro chi danga ji chi yin de je ba re
So the second is the greatness of the teaching this is the second chapter first chapter reveals the greatness of the author And the greatness of the teaching is that it is not like a kind of story or kind of, you know, kind of fiction or not like that, but it is, you know, it is, you know, a practice that, you know, those great master practice and achieve, you know, the realizations. So, you know, if what it reveal is, if you want to achieve, you know, Buddhahood or enlightenment, then, you know, you got to do this, this, and this. If you do like that, then, you know, you can achieve Buddhahood or you can achieve enlightenment.
Dodene chonogi de de la rojo cheda ini de jenda de dagumare de nyunyu de nolo le chonogi kale chera jom gu be tone ini yede ra gre ini chyo de se gre so wa de
so in brief you know Buddha teach many teachings you know and this small book sum up all the practice that you know if one could able to practice then you know it is easy to understand and it is sum up all the essence and you know it is very convenient that kind of very unique you know teaching wrote by Master Tsongkhapa.
Da sumba de la ni chu je se de ka ka re je ni chu je ge se de ni chu je ne san na dong shu ji go ni chu cha ge le la da. Ma chu je se de zu bo le wa ji san na ko go ma le da ni ye se wa na ye ji no ju be je dong ni chu cha ge wo le sa na da.
So the third is one need to implement or one need to practice. How we practice is not physically, not verbally, but, you know, we need to practice mentally. So it all sum up in our motivation, thoughts, and attitudes.
I said that you have to teach yourself, and 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 you have to teach
So when you practice or implement means that you know if somebody asks what are you doing then you know I am doing the practice so that you know I can generate and develop the you know great altruistic mind or you know I am doing the practice so that I can it will benefit for my next life. So if we could do like that, then it become a true spiritual practice.
Ani yung ngoje tala ini sache ni yore lanje tsawa che ni tembi se da ten lo che ta chan biren basi ni ten nge pa tu gogo war sala.
So these are the preliminary chapters, and the fourth is the actual text. That's the body of the text, and that talk about if one want to achieve Buddhahood or enlightenment, then first one need to seek instructor, and after seeking the instructor, then how one should practice. This result in the fourth chapter.
Tujhe ngosu chinsu nolo lhojo ya pungyo me sete gegin la ralya me de ngosu ki chinsu netang sebo rwa la da tena yi dele ni tsu chewa chi pene mintong da laze me yi chi lang ten gungi lama chile su na dele ge chewa chi ki kepa go de shinde ge chenpo re sunga rwa.
So in our academic education field, the teachers is considered as a very important. If the teacher is good, then their students also become good. So likewise, in the spiritual quest or dharma practice, that talk about the unknown things for us, so the instructor or the teacher is very important. If the teacher is not learned, not disciplined, and so on, then how much teaching he gives, he won't really effect to their disciples.
That is the Nimbolin, Tomasan, the Washington, and Rosas, the Tenor Lotte, the Jamil, but Niche. Did the Nimbolin, the Nimbolin, the Munich. That did the Nimbolin, the Shuko, the Nimbochetan, between Niche. That Nimbochetan, between the Niche. Lanchi na jalangi bache ba dan chin bolin se ngwe chi dan chin bolin se ngwe dan chi bu chung ngwe dan lanchi le ma nyas lin chi bu jin da tu ma na chi bu chen bi lanchi le ma nyas lin se chi ta dong bo la chi bu chung ngwe san ba jang bu ngwe chi ni te chi bi chi te la lo do ga ba chi ta dong bo la ni yin ji de shi ma de ni ji lo de ba dan ji de shi ma de to den ba chi han dong bo la ni yin ji de shi ma ji den de rin de me ne wa chi wa ji sa chen ba san ba dan ji de shi ma chi ma che tan je ban ro wa ni ji de tu san ba as.
So we are in the chapter of reflecting on our future life. So we won't stay forever, in this life. Sooner or later, we have to die. So when we die, what going to happen to us is, either, we will reborn in lower existence, or either we will reborn in a higher existence. This is the, this will determine by our karma.
Ma zhen zhen men mo qiao ji ge me xi ji dian dao le chu dian jie ge ne mian tong gong ji jie ma de qi sa di ji jie ge se ta ge de jia xie xie de mian wa la ta xie dong ge qi.
So So in our world, you know, most people, you know, they take care of, you know, they do exercise, they take different kind of medicines, they take, you know, nutritious food and so on to live alone. So they do like that. But, you know, there are very few people that who concern and who take care for their next life. So this all happened because of their, you know, philosophical view or their tenants' view. So some people believe, you know, you got to enjoy this life. When you die, that's it. There's nothing, you know.
So,
you know, so when we die, you know, what we're going to happen, if there's a next life or not, you know, nowadays there are a lot of, you know, evidence, you know, coming up that, you know, some people testify in their childhood that, you know, I was from, in my previous life, I was from this place, my mom's name is like that, and, you know, my dad is like that, and there are a lot of, you know, previous lives recollections coming to their mind in, you know, after life.
Dang, so carishi go sa zona ni chero yabo ma jena ni ben sin jin de 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 ki sha wa ji le che gi de da de che so na dong yen de de ki sha wa ji yo re de le mi che gi che gi de da da rong chero gi dang go re sa di yu dang da la ni de de ki dong yen de she go re.
So here what the Lamrim talks about is, you know, you got to be prepared for your next life, you know, when sooner or later you're going to die. You're not going to live forever in this world. So when you die, you know, either you will born in the lower existence or the, you know, higher existence. So when you are born in lower existence, there are different kind of, you know, beings in the lower existence, and if you born in this kind of existence, then they have a lot of, you know, different sufferings you have to go through. So this all, you know, talks about in this chapter. So we read the text 169, contemplating the suffering of animals. If we reborn as an animal in our next life, then what kind of suffering we have to go through is, we read the text, powerful animals kill weaker ones. Deities and humans exploit animals. Since others control them, animals have no independence and are harmed, beaten, and killed. The level of yogi deed explains that since they dwell in deities and man, they have no other abodes. The treasure of knowledge, auto commentary says. So here, you know, we can see, you know, bigger animal kill the smaller one, weaker one, that we can see and we can understand. But, you know, and deities and humans exploit animals. So, you know, we humans, you know, exploit animals, and animals become the possession of the humans. But here it says, you know, and in our food and many things we get from the animals. So, and here it says the deities exploit animals. That Rinpoche said he don't understand it. So in the higher existence there are deities and, you know, demigods we call it. So some of animal you know, possessed by those kind of spirits or deities or demigods, you know, in Tibet, Rinpoche heard that, you know, some wild animals like, you know, deers and those animals, you know, got some wounds in their back. So, you know, people said that, you know, those spirits, you know, riding the animals, and as well as they put the, you know, luggage in those wild animals, and that's how the sore happened in their back. He wondered.
Pending it, not to Bakaris, Pending was harder with the chess on the pen and the letter to you, so I am. Saddy J. Yeletter, Kanji Kasa Chisachi, the order which is Rapper Shuji, in your world, the Kuji, Nedelayan, Tendriki Tendro, and the J. Yonasal.
So Rinpoche wonder, you know, there are six different kinds of, you know, a celestial realm or the deities' existence. So, you know, in those existence, they have a really grosser level of, you know, bliss or pleasure. And so Rinpoche wonder, maybe in that kind of, you know, existence, there might be some, you know, animals
So
usually it says that when you reborn in that, you know, celestial existence or the deity's existence, God existence, then, you know, you born spontaneously, and whatever you want, it, you know, come into being, you know, spontaneously, without making any efforts. So then, you know, they have that kind of, you know, pleasures. And when they are about to die, and you know, then all the indication of dying happen in 1 week. So in that 1 week, they have to go through a tremendous, you know, sufferings. So that he is not sure about.
So
what whatever written here, you know, the you know, it seems like there are some you know, animals in those existence too.
Kasanyawa dang kasanyawa sanye tonyen le ne yin do in the tundo le ne yin me do la da.
So the animals, you know, they have not they don't have a particular their animal world. The animal find, you know, exist, you know, look like all any kind of existence. We read the text, animals range over the land, in the water, and in the sky. Their primary abode is the great ocean, and the other have spread from there. I read the text, also the friendly letter. In rebirth as an animal, there are various sufferings, being killed, bound, beaten, and so forth. Those who have cast away the virtue of peace are horribly each other. Some die because of their pearls, furs, bones, meat, and skin. Other powerless animals are put to work by being kicked, hit, whipped, jabbed with an iron hooks or prodded. So this is very, you know, clear, and we can see, you know, how, you know, humans, you know, exploit and abuse the different animals. So this happened all the time in this world.
We
read the text. The first verse teaches the general suffering of the animal, and the second, the specific sufferings. The word and so forth, in beaten and so forth, include being put to work, having their noses pierced, and the like, and even refer to human and non-human, killing them, and so on. So here, Rinpoche is not sure, but in Tibet, you know, all the nomads and the farmers, they press the yak's nose, and then they put the, you know, the thing in so that you can control the animals.
Then,
So So and some nomads, you know, they harvest the yak's fur, and when they harvest the fur, you know, they don't have a good, you know, equipments like a good scissors and like that. So, you know, what they do is they roll the fur in the stick and then they just pull it from the skin. So it hurts a lot, and, you know, sometimes, you know, at the end of the hair, there are bloods, you know, spotted.
Chūsūnūpa nāgī ngā sūgī tī pūpā sūdhīn tēnshī yāpa yā mārī lātī jēnzū chūla mātī yā pā lūgī kāshī yā pā yā pā pā mē shē jēnē pā jēnzū kōng kōng pā pā tēnē lūgī yōng gōrī.
And when you cut the sheep's wool, you know, they don't have the, you know, tools like here. They have a kind of not very sharp, you know, scissor or knife. When they cut the wool, sometimes people cut the skins with the wool.
Yeah, you do what I'm going to do. Yeah, then I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Color to the logo.
And they really abuse and, you know, the exploit the animals that, you know, sometimes, you know, for 5 days they put the, you know, loads on the yak and, you know, without rest they go. So for 5 days they don't get a food either, you know, and you know, some are very wild. The yaks, some are wild, so, you know, tomorrow if they're gonna put the load on, so, you know, some they really, you know, jump, so they put the, you know, things tie on their tummy, so in the tomorrow, so they can control that wild yaks. So, mm-hmm. When you tie that thing, you know, the yak can't rest, you know, overnight.
So then, you have to walk some such a bit of coin and lack a done the jazz. You come at you because any color and milk colors are you to the yard or the engine, kill a tapachi jan and dwell a salad tart jan, but to make one of the dancer at the top.
And in the winter time, you know, the they just release the yak on the, you know, on the hill, you know, for 3 months, and then in the spring, you know, they gather the yaks, and, you know, springtime their food are scarce, so what they do is they just cut the, you know, blood vessel on their neck, and they draw, you know, maybe sometimes a gallons of blood to eat.
Chudu nomba denu la de chudu nomba de shimi nomba de tenu kashele shuu jiye nomba de jen shuu shuu le dubo tonga se kema doa la de ko kisi ta yana zemu se yana jire ma do. Mene nga so ji ropa giri se taba de de sanjen le dubo tonga de ka sanyi len deba de la de.
So here it seems like a little better for the animals, you know, in Tibet, you know, they really, you know, the farmers and the nomads, they really exploit and, you know, abuse the animals. So read the text, each other refer to the harm common to all animals. So usually the, you know, we called animals are dumb and mute, and they eat each other, so, you know, small eat, many small gather and eat the bigger one, and a big eat the weaker, smaller one, and also they eat each other like a cannibal.
Sinji rig moncha ji le khaza gi ro la da.
So some of the animals are, you know, like they live on a flesh.
Shivaji be gyawan ne nyangel ende be thoba was the kasi gang gi chije de re tanji shivaji ba thoba se ti chije de den da de so go da shivaji ba thoba se na ani shiva se ne nyande le ja ani de thobi ge sa la go go de ma ta gi ji gi ni den ro le che so na dong ye de de sha nyu ho ye re
so read the text. The virtue of peace denotes the virtue that lead to nirvana.
Te pambe ne shin de lu shin sa lang ju nyo du mi rung wa ten do sa ta taba tabi gyawa de pang su na ini lin shi ti mi bachi da ini dungin te da nyong goya re sung do.
If read the text, those who cast this away are indicated to be very stupid and unsuitable for our path.
Ten do ji de de to de ko na ini dab de tau de kuwa nga nes rinpa jen dos ta tang mahe tang pungbu tang langbo che tang langla so ba o so de.
Read the text. Being kicked, through to being prodded, and refer to the five ways of putting animals to work: horses, buffaloes, donkeys, elephants, and oxen and the like. So these are all, you know, the sufferings the animals go through.
Read the
text. Respectively, the foregoing comments are drawn from Mahamati, clear words, explanation of the friendly letter. Some animals are born in darknesses or in water, where they then age and die. Others are exhausted by heavy burdens. Some plow are sown or are chased. Others are killed after being rendered helpless by various methods of slaughter. Some are tormented by hunger, thirst, sun, and the wind. Others are harmed in different ways by hunter. Thus, they are constantly fearful after reflecting on the way in which they are suffer, become disenchanted, and repulsed.
So these are
clear and easy to understand.
Read the
text. As far as their lifespans are concerned, the treasure of knowledge says the longest an eon. He explained that the most long-lived animal endured for about an eon, and that the lifespan of short-lived animal are not fixed. So, if we check how many, you know, human beings, you know, understand that, you know, the animals also have a same feeling like we do.
문제는 소셜 몇 정말 생겨라 그럼 지 주포를 빨리 이제 소화 되도록만도 몇 집에 제자로 와라.
So even the smallest animal we can see by eye, like a ant, you know, their physical body is small, but you know, they have same feeling like we human do.
이런 것에 가서 달로면서 가시 배박하게 정문전에 달로자 변을 출로시나 잡아줘야 돼. 손으로 이 무슨 사실이 되게 남이 인접해서 양 정문제에 나오게 되는 도스라다.
Some people, you know, just you know, saying, you know, like a kind of joke, they said that, you know, when the tsunamis happened in Japan, you know, people said that those Japanese people all eat all the, you know, animals in the sea, you know, so they're really cruel to the animal. So maybe, you know, because of that, those tsunamis happen, you know, they just saying like a joke.
등근님 상일년 대박이야 사고도 알아다 지니 치유미 계시면도와 누야 사보지는 되는마 교수님께서 누누 와 사고도 알아다 그래서 지금 소화지는 민도 알아다.
And it when we look at the TV, you know, then they say that they eat that, you know, without any consideration to the animals, you know. Some, you know, they deep fry live, and some they eat the animals moving, you know, they eat. They didn't have any sense of, you know, concern toward them.
여러분들이 디바사서 통해 영어를 테스트에 뽑아치 해서는 제로 올라다. 벤랑가 눈도는 부터만도 단 다시 로그로 올라다.
So if we, you know, looking at those people, you know, sometimes we feel kind of, you know, happy that, you know, we don't eat like that. We are not interested to eat all animals like that. And as well as when we walk, we always mindful that, you know, there are ants and bugs on the road, so be careful not step on those animals on the way.
근데 소소소게 당황했는데 때때서 그 가신 전투도 진전에 하려다 봐. 좀 미시병이 러시아에 그 미시병이 러시아로 하려마도 지 도랑지 소마전에 치드니네 라바이 파우스네 세셔도 알았다. 대단한 말이라다.
So, you know, sometimes, you know, the mosquitoes are around us, even though they don't bite us, if they are around, just, you know, clap and kill the, you know, mosquitoes. So, you know, these are kind of, some kind of very extreme behaviors. So, you know, we need to be mindful and, you know, try not to do like that kind of cruelty to the animals. So why we do all these things, you know, because, you know, we are not aware of the, you know, law of cause and effect, and as well as, you know, we don't care or we neglect the, you know, law of causalities.
tā wē tū sō na mā jērēn jērēmā tō kāng jī sō tō jī sō na sō sō kē sō rō wā lā dā jē sā yā tō yā na kāng yā chē tēn trē shū mā ndō wā lā dā kō pī yē yī jī mī jī pē nā nyā dā tēn trē kīng bē sēng tēng gā tēn trē kāng yā mā ndō wā lā dā ngā sō
If we are striving, then that's a different thing. Otherwise, better not interested to it like that kind of thing by doing so cruel to the animals.
Zimu yi tenda lan zhuo xia ji mi ma duo yin ku yin se ge men duo la de sai tong gang yin ku qi de ni ne ma ge ge yi zimu yi fei shen jian de le duo dong de se ye de ding de ya de bei mo mo duo la de nong ban de
so and in here there are people they got plenty of things to eat they are not starving and they got plenty of food, even though they go for fishing and hunting like a sport, just for the pleasure, not for eating. These are we gotta be careful, try not to do like that. So some people told Rinpoche that in Christianity they said the animals are given by the God to us to eat so there is no any negativities to eating animals. But Rinpoche has a friend, he used to be a monk and he converted to Christianity and he studied Christian Bibles or whatever. So Rinpoche asked, in the people says in Christianity that in the Bible that animals are given by God to the human to eat. Is that true? And that guy said, I study Bible or Christianity, but I never saw like that, in the Bible or in Christianity. So, he thinks this is not true, so which is not sure. So in any way, whatever the other people do, that's different. But, we ourselves, try not to do the same that other people do. We need to care ourselves.
Dwa le ten thoy me du me do ngo zo pe ne dwa yin na chi de ze jin khala ma ra de ba da da sa de so ne de kha mi ni mi thoy la da dong nge lo ba de se no ne tin ji sin ji tin ji dong nge de mo bo thoy de ngo ne nyu nyu la da ji bi no la yang sen ji kha shi kha shi jo de ma do zo pe de bo de ne yin so na be de pa sa yin le de ba thoy yer sa la da
so in here we can't see any animal like dogs and those animals are starving. But in Tibet and India, you can see a lot of dogs, the stray dogs. They are really kind of starving.
Any color jijas on the dinner and bush which hunger land. Does go less dimming be on gene any chongwe or all that. Debati on the dominion.
So here, there are not, bugs, many bugs. When you light the candle, in India, you know, when you light the candle or when you put the food offering on the altar, you know, a lot of bugs will come and, you know, come to eat there, and they die, you know, if the tea, they drown in the tea. And, you know, the butter lamps, you know, a lot of moths, butterflies, they come, and some kind of small insect come and they burn by the lamp. A lot of, you know, those small insects die, you know, in the butter. So, you know, those are, you know, showing that those animals are so dumb, and, you know, they want to eat something, but they don't know the candle will burn them to death.
가제 단 텐디기 텐조 생기지 이제와 전에서 나다 오늘 소소 이제 미바잖아 나 텐디지 차나 간저 용사래 상근데 제와이나 즈음도 유선이 지려올라다 다른 것은 마다 마시니 선제대 바 조본데 된도 거는 타오는만 또 지 네 가서 세워나 이게 지 소바 소리지 대고도 알아다 거 센는 나다지 유비 다 따로 알아다 변은 샤시우라고 찾잖아.
So imagine, you know, if we reborn in like that kind of animal, you know. If we imagine, you know, then, you know, it is kind of unbearable, and we cannot endure for a moment in the animal form. So, you know, like in the jungle, those deer and small animals, they always, you know, mindful, and they are like a spy, you know. They cannot drink, they cannot eat, they cannot sleep peacefully, always alert. So we read the text.
So we read the text. Baba dan shata kin gomba dumbu tsibatab do che keban kashin do kanshin je doba wo sondo.
Read the text contemplating the suffering of hungry ghosts. Those who are exceedingly miserly are born as hungry ghosts. These beings are hungry and thirsty, and their skin, flesh, and blood are desiccated, giving them the appearance of a burned locks. Their faces are covered with hairs, their mouths are extremely dry, and their tongues lick their lips constantly. There are three types of hungry ghosts. So like mentioned here, you know, the hungry ghosts are so miserable beings, you know, their mouth are so tiny, and you know, their neck are so thin, like a hair, and their tummies are huge.
Tell a call, Carson, she color one chaming, she is second jibber, Segdoa. She color a period on one chaming jibber jindoa.
So here, the first kind of, you know, the hungry ghost is hungry ghost who have external obstacles for obtaining food and drink.
That chogo to kakan amedene ni shulola pat se sang di piki ge chon da wuji tong so ti ti de lewa da de ni la na chuan chen da ma de keng ye de ge chu yin la long xue me ji de de ga gu duo.
So read the text. When this hungry ghost approach springs, lakes and ponds, being holding swords, long spears and short spears, block their way, or else the water appeared them as a pus and blood, and they lose the desire to drink. So these are the obstacles, external obstacles, face those hungry ghosts. They are so hungry, thirsty, but you know, if they saw some foods and drinks, then they all changes into like this kind of things.
So those
hungry ghosts, they are different karma, some go to spring lakes and ponds to drink water, some saw, the guards holding a sword, some spears, and whatever mentioned here, and they could not able to enjoy,
Sekola shi yu driba ya ba nens, teda chimi ta tsu tsuwa nans juwa nans, te sinjen rete dan dong tong zongwa ta ki chimi la so ba le, shungo ba she ba tans, chi ya na ta tu, tonen tonwa mende ba wo was, dere.
So they have a hard time finding the foods and waters in their existence.
Sekola nangi jibane sa taji shi jiban dosa sa sekola nangi jibane ka khomi zang yo ba la sa ka bawa da bawa jian da suba chewa yin jing ge ma je ba rangi sekon.
Read the text. Hungry ghost, second kind of hungry ghost, who have external obstacles for obtaining food and drink. These beings have goiters and great bellies, but their mouth, which spew flames, are as small as the eye of a needle. Though others do not prevent them, they are unable to ingest food or drink even when they obtain it.
Kesi khala je nyena ya kha khomi chama se me di khano mando kesi khano sona ini mi pa tanga chama di mi pa no mando kesi mi pa no ndo na jogo khoye ye jogo cheta no khoye ye de me yo ma re
so. So like if they found a food, they cannot eat, because their mouth is so small like the eye of a needle, and their throat is like a as thin as a hair, and their belly is so big, so they cannot they have a big belly, small mouth, and they're very thin neck, so these are their internal obstacles, for the food.
Ta second le driba yeba, somba second le driba yeba se tere. Ta mechi chingwa xie xiawa nene se, sueba da tongwa tangji, menba ni ciban jia la se. Tere ta, kisi kala ni yina kala di chogo nan roso na yini, menba ye nololpa ci dwe yi dongye dana yodwa.
So third kind of hungry ghost, we read the text, hungry ghosts who have obstacles within the food and the drink. Some of these hungry ghosts unable to make use of clean and wholesome foods and drink.
Jinji sawa shawa ne, chidam gongi tsite yin dhikhi jagdu. Shangji sawa dan misangwa dan chenge dan nyoba dan meba sheba tsangla zatong shawa ne sosa.
Read the text. Cut their own flesh and eat it. Those called possessing a garland of flames are burned because whatever they attempt to eat or drink burst into flames. These called filth eater can only ingest dirty, stinking, harmful and despicable things, and so they eat feces and drink urine.
Kanchi tiji kanchi kala ngunye bache rawa yina yang ko mtsangwa da trikhyenba da trikhyen bache da ji rupa sonde ji mado ini longshio yite onse mendoa nye jepo.
So even though they found a wonderful food, they don't have the power to consume as it is. It become kind of filthy and it stinks and it become spoil and so on.
Kachi ne rangi sha jie jin sawa zang kasa jie jin sala zang ma da zombi zatong la shu minin so zang.
So some, because of so hungry, they cut their flesh and eat it, but they don't have a clean food to eat.
Teda ki nene zhundre le es. Yeda no jine jibu kasa. Yeda di yasa to kaya res la wa ino. Teda ki nene zhundre le es. Yeda no ji jibu kone shinji shesha wa ino. Teda ki nene jitsa wa jibu kone zambu linde yi wo. Pase nga ja jeba na yue de es.
Read the text. With respect their abodes, the treasury of knowledge, auto commentary says, the king of the hungry ghost is called Yama. Their primary abode is 500 leagues beneath the city of Rajagra in Jambudvipa. The other have spread from there. And the abode of hungry ghosts are separate existence.
시진례전 Jincha Mechuba, Dragon, John Dongy, and Jibai, Jeba Sindh Mizi, Denselo, Kajikin, a coach Mizan, Doa Ri, Dots, and Jebeni, Mizan Jina Boa, Jose Jang, Tsiwi Tudan Demba, Malaso, Tibatalota.
Read the text as the friendly letter says, hungry ghosts never heal the suffering of a destitution due to desire. They are subject to very fierce suffering produced by hunger, thirst, cold, heat, exhaustion, and fear. Some with mouth the size of a mere needle's eye and stomachs are round as mountains are tormented by hunger, lacking the energy to search for even a bit of filthy garbage.
Kachi paru lishin chibute es. Dala ya tu keba tabula. Kachi tsinshin kanem bawante. Sesun bayi kabo sheba tse. Mari ngenen nata shesatan. Chasu mizan waya minyete es. Pinzi dondu chunshin jembana. Bawashiwa mibi na la tse. Ndena, deda na la sugi dusene. Dawa sala gyunki, gyuni nyumachang. Jinxin zhebu mianpa mianji teta ki teba zangji lungyang kanban jiru shesu
read the text some have bodies of skin and bones like a leafless tree like a palm tree without its top some mouths on fire each night eat food that cause their mouth to blaze some reached one do not even find filth such as pus excrements bloods and the like hitting each other faces they drink the pus they that ooze from the ripe goiters at their neck for this hungry ghost in summer the moon is hot and in winter the sun cold from them fruit trees turn fruitless their mere a glance dries up a stream
tyin de shit ni gona ma jago de chidan gong yin de shit lo jyo thala da khuyi khala la long shu ba de yisen de 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 shi wa che ge se de kan de shit ni de
so in the friendly letter you know what it mentioned is when they found food it happened such and such to those hungry ghosts
tela chije dombo ne che dang se hama no ne che pa ji dong he ten to sa nge wa ne se ji shi ju ba wo sa jiba ne ju be re de dang dun shin sha ba to ba na to ne ji ba wo sa jina bo wa ne ji de wa wo sa
read the text the first verse teaches the general suffering of the hungry ghost and the remaining verses teach the specific suffering exhaustions refer to fatigues from running after food fear refers to the terror of seeing being holding sword cloth and nooses garbage refer to unwanted trash
bena chinna deba pawase de deba pawase de kangi chi yongi deba debi tuse chi yoy maras
so they always have a kind of difficulties they don't even have a peace for a moment
I'm a lord ne yas tsashin ne tsimo ne ces kane member was bai kambo sheba ne seka ka ba wa sheba de sewa ta sawa was mi du bi du ge seba jen de chi shimbo sibi longyang gangba wo sun kaji lane se member wa de chi bi dan da ma gang wa na la as kaji ne na ge long simbe na zo ji gang wa mba ba je ba le xie do se de
read the text at night indicates that flames comes out of their mouth nightly causes their mouth to blaze indicates that the food they eat caused their mouth to blaze some hungry ghost gaze will dry up even a sweet cool stream as though their eye burned it with strong poisons the clear word explanation of the friendly letter explains
loma la tin ba le cha sa me si kong ba jan ne chu nu zhe me ba thon ne tong wan de de sun ne de ni jang zhe zhe xi nya ji so dang na sun zhe ba dang dang zo cha da xie sa gang yi qin ju ro de re de lu de lu long long chu to zhe ji xin ji jin zhen de juan bo hong zhong malaya suna deyan dena nasi meje no shi chi gyedin jiwa mongbo rangu rangu resi rangu jendun jiru resi chute lomji tongji jiba le shun yi yuwa sena langin duba tong umar suna yang resi deyan dela xie sen kuna mazu bi loma jiba cibi nyangi nidun jiru denin dene chatri dangwan dena yang
dāma jē, ca ca dōjī pāng nāng chū sēndō tābū yī, lōng chū mā sē jō wā lū lā chā tūm bē, ca wā nyē lā būyū jāng nē, ca jō lā, lā bē nyāng tā pā lā mē yāng chāng shī jē, shīn tū mē zē lē yū mē bā nāng, yā kār sā, shīn tū mē zē lē yū mē bē nāng mō bā nāng, dē lā nāng chū dē jāng shī jīng lō tū nāng, Kami zangji kala basi manchi vi doji nyanta jansu chenpu chutong shin gupu yangba nyi di shinpa manji ba kaya toki chi tibang gamba njiru shesunba nangja sangma wansundu.
We read the text that for some hungry ghosts a steam appears as if it were filled with a mass of blazing embers. For those, it seems to be a flowing stream of pus filled with various insects. Also, contemplate what Thendra Gomin's letter to a student says. Tormented by a terrible thirst, they see a pure stream from afar and desire to drink it. When they arrived, it changes into a river filled with mixture of oyster shells, strand of hairs, and putrid pus, a cesspool of blood and excrements. If they go to the top of a cool hill with a moist spring breeze and a grove of verdant sandalwood trees, it becomes for them a forest fire enveloped in leaping flames and hits with falling burning logs. When they go to a seashore covered with clear glittering foams from crashing waves, it becomes for them a wasteland, blasted by hot sands, dark mists, and a swearing wind. Dwelling in that place, they long for rain clouds to appear, whereupon there issue from the clouds a rain of iron arrows, smoking cinders and sparkling diamond hard boulders, and one after the another gold and orange lightning bolts fall on their bodies like rain. For those afflicted by heat, even a snowstorm is hot. For those tormented by wind, even fire is cold. This entire universe appears upside down to this hungry ghost. Confused by the fruition of terrible karma, even if one afflicted with a mouth the size of a mere needle's eye and a stomach of many leaks drink the water of the great oceans. The water cannot pass through the opening of their throat, and its poisonous mouth evaporate every drop.
Yang sibo chini hindu wala de suna yang kuchi chuancha dang chi marungpa tindri cha rungi. Yang chota zunpa yidungwa tindri la thai suna yang chi tana lwa nzangza gangro yi songra ta. Tindri mato jini longshio yi ngancha minduwa. Mi ki tonga na yi yi la longshio songro di beten gawa cha ni.
So this hungry ghost, they don't have any power to enjoy, you know, the drinks and the foods. You know, when they see, as mentioned here, when they see a, you know, pure stream, you know, when they arrived, it changes into a, you know, terrible thing, whatever mentioned here, bloods and screamings and so on.
So
And same thing, like, you know, if they are cold, you know, even the fire seems like a, you know, cold breeze. And if they want the heat, you know, snows, even the snowstorms become hot, and, you know, because of their karma, they have a tremendous, you know, sufferings in their life.
Then, 가르쳐보래. 차이 것은 나와야 사고 차그리스. 돈 비것은 니마야 돈마 차그리스 온도.
Like mentioned before, you know, when they get hot, even the moon shines, like become a sunshine hot. And when they are cold, even the sunshine becomes like a, you know, cold. So, you know, everything changes of their, because of their karma and they are powerless.
So
usually we call, you know, moon as a, you know, soothing cold, but, you know, the scientists are telling that moon is not like that soothing cold, so Rinpoche is not sure.
Dang na zong le tashi karyo re se so na bin na yeda che ye le sa na sen de le nami chun chun ji mi ye yeda ge le de zo ye re se song do.
So for us, you know, if we have created a karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost, you know, if we able to, you know, purify that karma, then in this life, even a small, you know, small illnesses can purify the karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost.
Kisi tindriyi yeda je ye le te tawa la nami tindribi chunshun je nyongu re yas.
So to able to purify our karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost, we need to karma should be ripened, you know, and, you know, need to bear a little suffering in this life. So in India there is one great monk, and he has created a karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost. And then, you know, he did the purification of that karma. And one day, you know, when he was sleeping in the middle of the night, you know, he felt so terrible thirst, and, you know, he couldn't bear even a moment. And he wake up and he was so thirsty, unusually so thirsty, that kind of things happened to him. So when he was so thirsty and he wake up to get some water to drink, and in India, you know, they put a clay pot of water near the room. So whenever they need cold water, they drink from the, clay pot. So when he went to get the water from that container, you know, there is no any water left in
there.
So then there is no water in the clay pot. Then he he dress up his robe, and usually nearby there is a small river. So he went. He thought, I will go to the river and get some water. And when he reached near the river, there is no river or dry up. River is dry up.
The 추미면자는 뒤진 뒤 집하거든 자가인의 약간 신동시 신동을 언어로부터 여왔던데 여러사 신 뒤진 신도 여왔어서 뒤파가 이 신도들의 신도사들로서는 비 신하신들의 신도배도 감옥 간제 차려서.
So he didn't found the river dry up, and then he thought, what I'm going to do now? And usually nearby there are many mango groves. There are mangoes, so he went to get some mangoes from the tree, and he saw all tree dry up. There's no any mango left.
Mm-hmm. 다 통신에 대자가 이제 매우로 내 추가 강경으로 해 추가도 신동으로 저도 통신에 제로 년도사.
And he was so exhausted looking for something to quench his thirst, and he was so exhausted he couldn't find nothing. And then he, put the rope on a tree branch and he lay down.
到深夜了，我的老公急忙拿个手机，拿完这几门子出门多啊。
So when he wake up in the morning, it feels like to him it was a kind of nightmare.
嗯，怕到底可能有咱们的到底咱们的缺油了噻，那你得怕到底酒去到底酒钱多噻，那你到底酒去怕个心动过了，可能酒个大干了给一下些了噻。
And in the morning, when he check his water pot, there is water in the pot. And he went to see the river. River is running as usual. And the trees, there are a lot of mangoes in the trees. And his rope is also hanging on the, tree branch. So then he get a canoe went in the canoe in the river to get his rope back.
嗯，但真正的那么的我给看到我感觉说呢，你感觉可能也有大些一类呢，另外些一类呢，感觉真的也来的这，随便，这南面这边牛把的这些呢，送了是老几多啊。
So then he went to his teacher. Yesterday something weird things happened to me like this and that. What is it? He asked to his teacher, and his teacher said that, you exhaust your karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost, just mere from this nightmare. So you purify the karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost. So we don't have any that kind of karma to reborn as a hungry ghost, so we got nothing to worry about, and we take it easy.
所以，咱就感觉，嗯，顶住一刚给我接吧的，顶住一年娃娃生那里养个有东西的牛毛给我去，你点的电话中呢，他也不是经常就一点都追出我去，就讲那些小生意出去。
So we stop here, and we dedicate whatever merit we have accumulated at this time to be not reborn in this kind of hungry ghost existence, and pray that we can purify if we have created a karma to be reborn as hungry ghost.
Sanje Shindu Nidhe Bhivayi, Logan Dashima Shabashu.
Shiva.